a very popular pastime in many educational institutions, ganim, schools, yeshivas, certainly seminaries, challah baking. So often what will happen is they'll make a big dough and be mafresh challah, which is a beautiful educational experience. And then they give out different parts of the dough to different students. Everyone makes their own little challah, and they get to take it home. So the question is it really so posh that in all circumstances you can actually make a bracha or that you're actually chayav to be mafresh challah at all in such a circumstance? What's the issue? That the Yerushalmi quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that a dough that's made in order to distribute l'chalka batzek, to distribute the dough to different people, is pater from challah, if it's made by a private individual. If it's made by a baker, it would still be chayav in challah, because the baker, it's not really dependent on his intentions, it depends on the customers. Maybe you'll have one customer who wants to get everything all together, buy the whole thing. If he doesn't find customers, he may just keep it all for himself. But for a private individual, you make a dough to go ahead and to give out to different people, so it is actually pater from challah. Now the Rishonim wonder, there is a Gemara, Maseches Chulin, in the Bavli, which says that a dough that's owned jointly by shutfim, by partners, is chayav in challah. So in this case, it's owned by multiple people from the beginning. Multiple people have a stake in it. So how is that different than one dough that's made by one person to give out to different people? What's the distinction between shutfim and a dough that's made l'chalik? So there is the opinion of the Smag, who seems to say that in the case of shutfim, it's jointly owned from the beginning, and they go through the whole thing together. They make the bread together, they bake it together, they're going to eat it together. And it's never really separated into different parts. But most Rishonim say the difference is in one word in the Yerushalmi. L'chalek, it says to distribute it, batzek, while it's dough, while it's still dough. That if it's distributed to different people as dough before it's baked, so then it's pater from challah. But if it's first baked and then distributed to different people, then there would be a chiyuv challah. So this is seemingly the psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, in Shin Chavav, Siv Beis, and the major commentaries on Shulchan Aruch, that if a dough is made to distribute to different people, it's pater. The question though is, what does it mean to distribute? What exactly does that mean? So there are two major opinions that are quoted. One opinion is the opinion of the Gra. He says distribute means to give it out to different people. So if you give out the dough to different people, so then it's there's no mitzvah of challah. And if it's not given out to different people while it's in the dough form, then it would be chayv in challah. Even in such a case, there's still room for further discussion. There's one opinion in the Achronim, that even if it's not given to different people while it's dough, but it's made into different loaves while it's dough. So it's not like made into one huge loaf, made into different loaves. And then after it's baked, it's given out to different people. It would still be pater. Or at least you wouldn't make a bracha in such a case. So anyway, that's the opinion of the Gra. To give out the dough to different people, then it's pater from challah. Some wonder, does it mean they have to make a kinyan on the dough? Does it mean they just get the dough for themselves? Okay, different discussions. The Chazon Ish's opinion is that no, it doesn't matter if it's given out to different people. It has nothing to do with whether it's one person or different people. It matters if there's a hakpada that the doughs should not connect. So let's say you're going to give it out to different people, and they all bake, but they're going to bake it together. And then they don't really mind so much even before it's baked, if the doughs are getting ready or in the oven, if they touch each other, and maybe they grow into each other a little bit, they'll have to be separated. If there's a hakpada to keep it totally separate, so then that's a problem. Not problem, but that just means it's pater from challah. If there's no such hakpada to keep it separate, that's what means l'chalik. L'chalik means to separate it into different units. If there's no hakpada that has to stay totally separate, so then it would still be chayv in challah. So it all depends how it's done. If it's done in such a way where the dough is given out to different people and they're very mocked, but each one has his own thing, and that's not to be touched, touching anybody else's, so then it would be pater from challah. If it's given out and there's no such akpada, or it's not really given out to different people, just different people are working on it, but it's all one, it's all one joint enterprise, and everyone gets to eat from everything. So maybe that would be similar to the case of shutfin. Of course, in any event, if a full shiur challah is not distributed, just distribute part of it, so then certainly the Chiyuv Chala would remain. So in each case, it would have to be judged on its own, depending on exactly the attitudes, how it's done, and the attitudes of the different people in terms of the Hakpadah, relying on the Shita of the Chazon Ish. Have a wonderful day and a great Shabbos.